Almighty God, who has committed to the hands of men the ministry of reconciliation, we humbly beseech you by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit to put into the hearts of many to offer themselves for this ministry, that thereby mankind may be drawn to thy blessed kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the next couple of weeks, I think it's a week from this Wednesday, we have the autumnal Ember Days. The name Ember, I think, comes to mind. You know, you have a fire that's sort of gone out, but there's some glowing embers left in it. And it's during this season, we have them four times a year, that we blow on those embers with our prayers to God to bring the fire back, to just enliven our prayer life and to enliven our service to each other in the church. I'm going to read an excerpt here that I think explains the embertides from our priest down in St. Timothy's. God in his wisdom has sanctioned four great fasting seasons within his church. Tradition tells us that the apostles defined these four fasting seasons around the agricultural calendar. This tradition seems most believable since Jesus said, you know, when you fast, we learn in Lent that we don't go around with long face, but we anoint ourselves so that we don't appear unto men to fast, but rather it's a private matter between us and God and with each other. Very, very clearly expected his followers to fast. It seems clear the church would have taken agricultural seasons and Christianized them. This is part of the concept of the sanctification of time. All our life, all about our life, is actually sacramental. Not the sacrament, but sacramental. This sanctification is based or flows from the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which matter and all of humanity, including the spiritual realm, are blessed and sanctified, in other words, made sacramental. In short, because of Jesus' incarnation, all of time, matter, and the heavenly unseen realm have been blessed and sanctified. The church has discerned the means by which time is blessed through liturgies, masses, fasts, and feasts. This sanctification of time can also be seen in the Old Testament times, when Israel was commanded to feast according and also to fast during the agricultural seasons, Pentecost, for instance, the Feast of Booths, that sort of thing. They were set around the planting and gathering. This sanctification of time is an important part of the Christian mindset. In September, we will celebrate these Ember Days, as I say, on the 19th, 21st, and the 22nd of this month. In the Christian East, the seasonal fasting days are connected with a particular feast. With ours, ours are more set here in the West. The Ember Days are set four times a year, as I say. The first set after the turn of the year is in Lent, after the first Sunday of Lent, spring. Basically, spring, Lent itself means spring. After Pentecost, Whitsun Week, after we celebrate the coming of the Holy Ghost upon the church, that would be the set of summer Ember Days. After the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, which will occur this week, this is the night that will be, I believe, Friday. Yes, it is Friday. And those are the fall Ember Days. And then, finally, the winter Ember Days prior to Christmas, after the Feast of St. Lucid. So the purpose of these Ember Days is to first, from the agricultural point, and especially pointing now that we may be looking at a bad storm, is to ask God for seasonable weather, to provide seasonable weather for our crops so that we would all prosper and be fed and not go hungry. And as I just read the prayer for Ember Days, it's also a prayer that we, as you all are very good about doing, naming those in sacred ministry, and while doing that, also to pray that more men will present themselves for this ministry. God called me. I was a little bit hard-headed, but he finally got me. And I'm praying that, I think part of prayer is that people wouldn't be as hard-headed as I am, and just answer the call when he calls. My calling basically came when I finished my career with Hyatt Hotels and Security. And he told me so many words and so many visitations. You've had a career in the Army and the Navy, Security. You've done this and that. Now is it my turn? And I finally said yes. So that's part of a prayer, to ask God to visit these men in the night. I was visited in the night a few times after my brother was ordained a priest. And I heard God ask me, and I said, "Here I come. Here I am, Lord." Part of fasting and feasting, the back and forth, when we fast, we also think about giving up something that we like. And it's suggested, it's not commanded as much as it would be in Lent, but part of our prayer life might be enhanced by giving up a certain thing, a certain food, a certain activity that we like. Might be, like, say, a favorite food. And then spend that time that you would have spent eating that food or doing that activity, and the extra prayers for seasonable weather, for men that present themselves for sacred ministry, and for other things in your all's lives that you really are asking God, and you're pleading with God to help you with something, to change a bad situation, to guide you through difficult times. And these are the days of the ember days. That ember, that coal that's orange, let's breathe on it and blow on it with prayer, and let the fire come full circle and come back and inflame us to do more work for him and his church. So I bid you to come and dine, for all things are now ready. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.